The trouble with you is, I don't know what to ask. All you know is spectral lines, Ehrenfest complained as he fretted about setting Goudsmit a much-delayed exam. Despite concerns that his flair for spectroscopy was having a detrimental impact on his all-round development as a physicist, Ehrenfest asked Goudsmit to teach Uhlenbeck the theory of atomic spectra. After Uhlenbeck was brought up to date on the latest developments, Ehrenfest wanted the pair to work on the alkali doublet lines, the splitting of spectral lines due to an external magnetic field. He knew nothing. He asked all those questions which I never asked, said Goudsmit. Whatever his shortcomings, Uhlenbeck had a thorough knowledge of classical physics that led him to pose intelligent questions that challenged Goudsmit's understanding. It was an inspired piece of pairing by Ehrenfest that ensured that each would learn from the other. Throughout the summer of 1925, Goudsmit taught Uhlenbeck everything he knew about spectral lines. Then, one day, they discussed the exclusion principle, which Goudsmit thought was no more than another ad hoc rule that brought a little more order to the unholy mess of atomic spectra. However, Uhlenbeck immediately hit upon an idea that Pauli had already dismissed. An electron could move up and down, back and forth, and side to side. Each of these different ways of moving, physicists called a degree of freedom. Since each quantum number corresponds to a degree of freedom of the electron, Uhlenbeck believed that Pauli's new quantum number must mean that the electron had an additional degree of freedom. To Uhlenbeck, a fourth quantum number implied that the electron must be rotating. However, spin in classical physics is a rotational motion in three dimensions. So if electrons spin in the same way, like the Earth about its axis, there was no need for a fourth number. Pauli argued that his new quantum number referred to something which cannot be described from the classical point of view. In classical physics, angular momentum, everyday spin, can point in any direction. What Uhlenbeck was proposing was quantum spin, two-valued spin, spin up or spin down. He pictured these two possible spin states as an electron spinning either clockwise or anti-clockwise about a vertical axis as it orbits the atomic nucleus. As it did so, the electron would generate its own magnetic field and act like a subatomic bar magnet. The electron can line up either in the same or in the opposite direction as an external magnetic field. Initially, it was believed that any allowed electron orbit could accommodate a pair of electrons provided that one had spin up and the other spin down. However, these two spin directions have very similar but not identical energies, resulting in the two slightly different energy levels that gave rise to the alkali doublet lines, two closely spaced lines in the spectra instead of one. Uhlenbeck and Goudsmit showed that electron spin could be either plus or minus half, values that satisfied Pauli's restriction for the fourth quantum number to be two-valued.